This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Let's bring in the head coach of the New York Rangers, done such a great job in his first year, Gerard Gallant. And tickets for upcoming Ranger home games are still available at nyrangers.com. We ask you this one whenever we have you on, Coach. So far, so good you feel? I mean, are you happy with the way the team has performed?
I'm real happy. I mean, we're competing real good every night. We're off to a great start, in my opinion. And we just come back from a good break. We had 2 weeks off to get ready for the second half of the season. And I think we're going in the right direction. So real happy so far.
Do you feel like there are certain teams like Seattle before the break and Detroit last night that they look at you as a measuring stick? They want to find out how good they are against you.
Yeah, no, I think our team's taken a big step this year, there's no doubt, and teams come into New York, and it's a great building to play into for a visiting team, and, you know, they come in there and they say, let's test ourselves against this team tonight, because we've had a pretty good season, and like I said, I think teams look at us and say we're one of the elite teams in the NHL, so we're playing well, we're working hard, when we're playing our best hockey, we're definitely there, and we haven't played our best hockey, you know, the last two games since the break, but we found a way to get 3 points and play okay hockey. But that was a little bit expected after, you know, 14 days off. But I'm looking for our team to take another step.
Now, Gerard, a lot of the players yesterday said, and this has been a prevailing theme, and I want to run it by you, they said, we've got to come out and play better. If we play the way we played in the final 40 minutes, the way we did, you know, in the first 20, it would have been a different game. Why do you think the team comes out slowly sometimes?
I'm going to look at the last two games. You know, there's no doubt we came out slow, and for whatever reason, I don't know, but we're going to have to try and fix that a little bit, because definitely the last two games we came out and we weren't ready to play, and then we get a little upset in between periods, and we start to play a lot better hockey the second and third period. So hopefully we got to get back to where we were before the break, and let's get that 60-minute game in and play good hockey for 60 minutes, because down the stretch, that's what it's going to take. There's no doubt about that. You can't play 40 minutes and expect to win hockey games.
You know, I called the last two games, Gerard, and what was interesting is the players saying that sometimes they get a little too cute to start the game. I hear Dave say it when he's analyzing the play. What does it mean when players say they're being a little too cute with the puck?
Well, I think they're trying to get to the skill level. We have a high skill level hockey players on our team. There's four or five of those guys that got a lot of talent. And when things aren't going perfect and you're not making those plays every night, you know, like I said, we had a pretty good break. So sometimes that skill doesn't work. And, you know, you got to work. We always talk about the work comes before the skill, and that's so true in our game. You know, when you're working hard and competing hard and doing the strong plays, then the skill opens up for you. There's more room in the ice to make those skill plays, but the work got to come first. And, you know, that skill will come, because we get all kinds of it with, you know, that, I mean, just a good example, Fox, Panera, and those type of players, they can make those plays, and we need to make in those plays, but the work's got to come first.
Coach, I know that Rangers fans will be sick to hear me ask this question, but I don't care. Sid Crosby got his 500th goal this week. If you guys are going on a run here, it's going to require, obviously, getting through Sid Crosby and the Penguins. What's he like to coach against? How do you deal with him?
He's a great player. I mean, he's a phenomenal player. He's a guy that's done it for, you know, so long in the National Hockey League. And you know what? We're going to take it one game at a time. We haven't played them yet this season. I think we got to four more times this season to play them. So they're great. They're a great team. They work hard. They compete hard. And we just talked about the skill. Well, they got the skill, but they also got the work ethic. So I'm looking forward to playing those games against them. We got them in the near future here, so it'll be a lot of fun. But like I said, we got to worry about our team and make sure we keep that what we got going right now. We got to keep it going, and we want to be at that level with those teams.
All right, so this is your first year with the Rangers, and you're getting a chance to see now Shesterkin every single day. Is he better than you thought he was when you were coaching against him?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I didn't know much about him, but to be honest with you, the step he's taken this year is incredible. He's been as good as any goaltender in the National Hockey League. There's no doubt. His numbers are great. We watch him every night. And, you know, when we have a letdown, he's bailing us out every night. So the goaltending with the New York Rangers is a strong part of our hockey team, and we're definitely happy to have them.
Now, I didn't get a chance to hear the post game on Tuesday. But did you call that timeout at the end of overtime, hoping to buy a little bit more time for Shesterkin to come back out?
Well, that wasn't the reason, to be honest with you. We had 6 seconds left. I mean, it obviously worked out for a little bit more time. But the reason was, it was a good chance that if we were to win that face-up, we wanted to do a set face-up play. It didn't work out the way we wanted it, but, it worked for both of us.
I think we're losing Gerard. We'll try it one more time. But, Coach, if you were king of the world, would you have the shootout?
You know what? I think it's great. I enjoy it, what it is, for the regular season. And you get the 5 minutes of overtime first on 3-on-3, which is really exciting. So, I don't mind the shootout. I mean, the game's got to end. It's a regular season. But I really like to see what games end with the 3-on-3 overtime. And obviously the shootout and the overtime's taken away in the playoffs. But I understand it. But, no, I enjoy it. I think it's great. I think the shootout's great for the fans, and it's part of our game, and I'm fine with it. I'm sure most goalies would say no, but I'm fine with the rules.
15 rounds over the last two games. How do you decide who shoots?
Well, you got a list that you make up, and, you look at guys' records over the time, and you go off that list, and whoever, sometimes when a guy gets really good in the games, hot, then you put him up there a little higher, but we basically got a list that we go over, and every game we write the guys down, and here we go.
Now
we've got some pretty good shooters and pretty good goaltending, so we've had good success in the shootouts, and too bad last night we couldn't find a way to get that one across the goal line.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so you've got, the trade deadline coming up, and there's a lot of stories out there. Now, this is obviously dropped in the lap of Drury, but I want to get your opinion. Your team is probably exceeding expectations this year, and people consider it that they've got a shot because they've got a great goaltender. Probably make that shot more of a sure thing if you brought in a player or two, but you'd also be giving up some of your young players and your draft collateral. Would you be up for doing that, Gerard, or you think this team is as good right now and it could win right now?
Well, no, I'm happy with our team. I mean, whatever happens. The management part of the team is the one that decided on making trades, and Drew and I talk a little bit about it, but overall, it's whatever we want to do as a team, and coaches don't get involved in trades. When the manager asks me, what would I do that, I give his opinion, but that's as far as it goes. I'm here to coach the 23 guys I got in my roster, and I'm fine with that right now, but obviously it's getting closer to the deadline, and things might happen, so we'll see.
With Nemeth out, you've had Jones play with Schneider. How do you think that's worked out?
I think it's great. I mean, it's good to see those kids get an opportunity to play some games and step in there and do a real good job. And Jonesy's come up and played really well, and it just gives you more options. I mean, the further we go, the deeper we go. Hopefully, we're going to be a playoff team, and you got that option with all those kids coming up and to make sure they get NHL games. And I think every kid that's come up here has played very well and done a good job, so I think that's great for our organization.
Now, we had you on when you first got hired, and I'm just curious. It's been a great season so far. This is your 10th NHL season as a head coach. Is being the Ranger coach everything you thought it was going to be? Is it different? Is it different in other places? What's your take so far?
No, it's the same. I approach the job the same thing. I mean, obviously coming into that building is a lot of fun with our Ranger fans, and the historicity of that building. But, no, I just come in and do my job and have really enjoy it. And I love being in New York. So we've got a team that's exciting. We've got a lot of young players in our team that's growing. Our team's got a chance to be a real good team for the next 4 or 5 years for sure. And I'm excited to be able to coach our team, and it's been great. And like you said, this year's gone real well so far. We just got to keep it going.
Now, this kind of goes back to the slow starts, Coach, and that's 16 come-from-behind victories. That's the most in the NHL. I mean, that's a good thing, but is that something you kind of want to curtail here in the second half of the season?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, like I said, you could spin it whatever way you want to spin it. I think it's the team that's never going to quit. We're never at a hockey game, but their talent, we come back and we win those hockey games. But, again, I want us to play 60 full minutes, and let's get the lead instead of coming from behind all the time. But I'll take the W's whatever way we can get them.
Well, we congratulate you on what's been so far a great season. I'm sure you want bigger things, and so do the fans, but we appreciate you always coming on with us, Coach, and continued good luck.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
You got it.
Thanks,
Tickets for upcoming Ranger home games are still available at nyrangers.com. It really has been more than people could have expected, Don. I think even more than the Rangers expected, because, you know, it's not easy to come from behind, but there are teams, you know, obviously they start off slowly, but the great eraser in hockey is the great goalie. And, boy, Shea Sturkin's been great.
Yeah, he's been the great equalizer. Kreider, 33 goals, tied for second in the NHL. Zibanejad has gotten hot. Panarin, I thought, was phenomenal last night. There's just a ton of skill. But sometimes, as I said, they get a little too cute at the beginning of the game. And you take on a highly skilled team like Detroit or a really structured team like Boston, and they're going to take advantage of that. But they did get three of a possible four. They get a game Sunday afternoon in Ottawa, and then they're off until Thursday when they take on the Capitals at home, and then they go to Pittsburgh for the first time all year next Saturday. So the schedule gets tougher, and it's going to be tough for them to stay in that top three, but I think they can, because Washington hasn't been world beaters at all, but Pittsburgh has been very good, and
oh, yeah.
Carolina is one of the best teams in the NHL, so I think they're a playoff team for sure, or just a matter of where they finish.
It would be fun if people could get really into this, because there's nothing going on here. This is it. This is the story.
If you followed hockey,
it could, and it could be the story, Don, until May. We don't know. You know, so it would be really cool if New York, you know, I know Rangers fans are always committed. You go there every night. It's a movie. But to get beyond that bubble of people who are already hardcore fans, it'd be nice to get some Knicks fans to have some fun watching the Rangers.
There's a very good possibility that they'll take on Pittsburgh in the first round.
Now, Don, I'm going to let you decide this.
Yes.
You know, we've been together a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Peter gets to go into Woodshed for the next hour after asking a Pittsburgh Penguin question to the Ranger head coach? The fourth question of the interview.
It didn't hurt the interview.
But it was odd.
Don, I lucked into it, Don, that they said they have them coming up four times in the second half.
Yeah, it wasn't that inappropriate, like the way he forces the Washington football team.
He had no idea, Don. If he had known that they had not played them yet and that they forget,
yeah,
then it was a really intuitive question. But he was flying blind right
But hold
there.
On, hold on. But Don, real quick,
mm-hmm,
two things. One, Sid's 500th goal was one of the biggest hockey stories of the week. Number two, are they not two of the best teams in the conference and on a path to play in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's not a bad question. It
Thank
really
you.
Isn't.
Thank you, Don.
A little early, but
little
again,
early.
He answered it fine.
A little early. Okay. He's by the way, he seems like a gentleman all around.
He is.
He's very gallant. He really is.
He really is gallant. That's the thing.
Yes, he is.
I thought that the entire time, this guy is gallant.
He's gallant.
Yeah.
But he's really gallant.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, we'll come back. We'll take some phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you rolling into the weekend with you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.